Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Severide settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Severide. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive towards third. Ellerb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe can't make a play. That's a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Gardner moves to second. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner scores. Wood moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. one out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. Nunemaker moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Nunemaker scores. Uhel moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Uhel moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Bill Bain now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nunemaker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Nunemaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Joe Evans pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing left field. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nunemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball towards right. Tobin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tobin. McInnes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Sewell is safe. McInnes scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10 to nothing, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wood strikes out. 2 outs. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Robertson now playing shortstop. Pat Collins now catching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhel moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bain, and towards McManus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. It's 11 to nothing, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. It's 12 to nothing, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Bill Bain. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shorten for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 3 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 12 to 1, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. It's 12 to 2, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nunemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wood reaches second base with a double. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Indians. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to third. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-2, Indians. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 15-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker scores. It's 17-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Collins reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bronchi pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 17, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.